As I said, this is Telling Tales with Ms. G here at KTOL 104.3. And in the studio, I have from Woosh Canadia, I have Mr. DJ Drago. Say hi.
Hello. Yeah, okay. I was like, do we talk or is she just going to go through this?
Yeah, no, just waving. You got to say it.
Fair. I always forget that.
That's
physical
okay.
Bit.
And then from Woosh Chin, yes, I have Mr. David Russell Jensen.
Hi.
He's going to tell us about his program tonight, and they're both going to get us all excited about what's going on Friday the 20th. So let's start off with what is going on Friday the 20th here in the Capitol.
Friday the 20th is going to be an awesome evening. The collaboration between Wooshkinadei and Wooshkin will be hosting our third open mic of Season 6 on Friday, May 20th at 7 p.m. The open mic will be held at the Walter Soboloff Building inside the Shuka Hit Clan House. The Walter Soboloff Building is located at 105 South Seward Street, and the event will be hosted by...
DJ
Drago.
Yeah.
Yay.
Very excited for that. This is our open mic.
Yeah.
We do them... Well, the new format for Woosh Canada AE is to have us... We've been doing... 1 month as an open mic, 1 month as a poetry slam, and then 1 month is a workshop that we teach. And it's very different because our format for years was to just have an open mic and a poetry slam in the same night once a month.
Right.
Every third Friday. And we're still sticking to the third Fridays, but now we've divided it up a little bit to kind of give all parts a little bit more focus time, and just kind of the events really do. They've taken on such a life of their own that it's crazy that we didn't even do this. You know, we didn't think to do this sooner, and it's worked out so well. And I love the old format. I'm in love with the new format, and it's very exciting. So if you haven't checked it out in a while, it's definitely the time.
Yes, it is a good time to go Friday. I'm so excited to go into the new Walter Soboloff Building. I haven't been in.
Right.
Yes, so I'm very excited to see that. And so there's some info you need to tell us. Like, there's a sign-up time. What's that?
Yeah, we're doing a sign-up time at 6:30.
Okay, so get there.
Yeah, get there because we are on kind of a time constraint this time. Because normally in our venues, there's kind of like go whenever. In this particular one, I would typically leave them open-ended. But this one, because we have limited time, sign-up is going to be limited as well. So
right.
I won't keep the sign-up sheet out the entire time like I usually try and do for the open mics.
Right.
So it's just kind of one of those things is whoever shows up and can get the courage first to do it, does it, and you won't regret it.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's a beautiful building. It's an office building. It's a museum.
Yeah.
It's a clan house.
Yes.
So we're not going to be hanging out there indefinitely like at Heritage.
Right. No. just due to the kind of grandiose nature of this, it just demands like a certain a bit more of like respect and kind of like formality. And and that's one reason this is so exciting to do is because we have this kind of fun, hip-hop-y a lot of the time,
definitely.
Spoken word, and we just bring this energy. And so to be able to bring that in this place that is so important and and just phenomenal. It's extremely humbling, and I feel like the stakes are pretty high, but also just it's in, like, the best possible way.
That's awesome. So come, have fun, bring a little reverence.
bring a whole lot of reverence.
It's not hip-hop.
No.
It's going to be a little more calm and not sedate, but, you know, just reverence.
Yeah. A whole lot of heart is really what you can expect.
Right. So we're going to come back with some more heart because we have poems to hear. And
oh, yes, we
program
do.
Program information to hear and all kinds of good stuff. So this is Telling Tales with Ms. G. I have DJ Drago from Woosh Canadia, and I have David Russell Jensen from Wooshin. I am learning a lot of words tonight.
You're
doing a great job.
Thank you. So stay tuned for more here at KTOL 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska. Hello, this is Ms. G. I'm back with Telling Tales here at KTO 104.3. In the studio with me, I have DJ Durego. He is one of our poets around town from Wishkanidie, and he has a poem for us.
My grandfather is lying on the living room floor, his legs bent, eyes peering endlessly out the living room window into the Alaskan moon. His voice is a low, dry hum of a song that I'm sure he used to know. His left hand rests heavy on the Bible that he has given his life to. His fingers slowly trace the word holy over and over and over again in a way that suggests that the gold lettering may rub off onto his fingertips and become forever a part of his anatomy. In his right hand, there is a picture of a woman who is not my grandmother. I sit cross-legged at his feet, my head bent low. He does not know why I'm there, nor would it faze him if he did. With every breath he takes, he draws closer to a finale in lights. Every exhale he makes takes him a little further away from me, and every inhale a reminder that we have not yet reached the end of this. And knowing this, my grandfather begins to speak out into the cold, but it is not a bargain, plea, or prayer that is made in this late hour. And not thinking anyone is there at all, he says, Lord, I have been in love with the same woman for all of my best years, and I wish she knew. I wish she knew that I would have loved her falling cheeks, stroked the gray in her hair, and held lovingly onto that aging hand, tracing every sacred wrinkle with my quivering fingertip until she slapped it away for making her feel old again. I would have loved her most on the days where she didn't know beautiful, and let her know that to me she has never been anything less than a breath of fresh air in a noisy, loud world that is always trying to forget you. Lord, I wish she hadn't died so young. I wish she hadn't died. The tone of his voice is one closer to crying, and he asks nobody, would I have deserved it? Would I have deserved that love? My heart sank sudden in my chest, fell to the bottom of its cage, and laid there. And sitting there, in that poorly lit living room, I thought of you. There is no reason love should have to be until death do us part. Dear, wait. Wait until I am no more. I will show you love like the burning of an event horizon at your feet. A single, endless point of no return, patiently pulling you back into this. Stretch your arms out, open your hands, and let go of everything you thought you knew about love. Fall into this smiling. Know that these arms, astral or otherwise, were never meant to hold anyone else. These hands were meant to bathe you in the deep blues and greens of quasars, created from wishes that beat their way out of my chest every single night when I miss the way your cheek felt against me. There are stars out there perpetually exploding, the light flickering, burning forever, endlessly, honestly, much like the candles burnt to the bottoms on nights when I couldn't stop breathing you in, when you created love for me like music, letting it stream out from the tips of your golden finger touch when you held my face on those nights that we were holy, those nights that we were holy, those nights that we were holy. My grandfather is lying on the living room floor, his legs bent. I crawl over to him and point to the section of space where a star flickers beside the moon. Without speaking, my grandfather looks at me like he has never seen me before, turns his head back toward the moon, closes his eyes, uses both hands to bring a photo closer to his chest, and smiles. While somewhere out there, a star flickers brilliantly, like a woman dancing to the light of the moon. It is never too late to love someone. Death is basically a checkpoint, and was never meant to be the end. Thank you.
That was amazing. That was DJ Durego, and he gave us Grandfather. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you. That I love reading that piece. I love that I get to kind of have it evolve and change every time, and so to kind of keep it at a radio level was very exciting for me.
Well, yeah. It sounded like you were on stage. Like, I've seen you so many times before, so I was just enjoying that.
It felt like it. I still get the old adrenaline going every single time I read for a mirror or a microphone. It's just the idea that you're really putting yourself out there, and
yeah.
Even if it's just in a like an energy sense.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know, you try and really just go every time, and that's what I love, and that's what I love about Wooshkin.ae and being able to have these open mics is you see people who just give it all for minutes at a time, and to see that again and again and again and with new material and new faces and people who come and just can't believe that, you know, this is a thing. It's humbling in ways that I've never been humbled before.
I agree. I really like to, when people come off stage and suddenly you realize they've never been on stage before. They've never read their poems that they've been writing forever. You know, In fact, Wooshkin.ae is how I found out that one of my dear friends has written so many poems and been published.
Ooh, who's that? Can we
Amy
ask?
Amy Penny.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I knew she wrote, and I'd read some of her stuff, but I had no idea that she was so prolific, and I was just blown away. And she was the Omnibus Poet of the Year. On 2015.
Yeah.
So we're psyched. I was like, wow, this is it. And I've known her for years, and I still go, you're not the same person I wrote that poem. But she totally is. She's layers and layers, and that's what poets are, and I love that.
No, definitely. And there's something that just speaks to poetry itself, is how you can. I've always kind of sold it when I'm trying to, like, you know, help people or, like, you know, get out of that kind of writer's block, because you're just bottling these moments and however it felt and however it was to you at that time. And so it's so personal in there.
Yeah.
And that you're telling the story, and stories tend to kind of take on a life of their own, and they feel different ways at different times, and you have that ability to come and share that to us. And the only thing that we have as a point of reference for that story is your telling of it.
Right,
so
exactly.
It really is like your moment, and it's your time to shine, and it feels so good to be able to kind of pass that back and forth.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's one of the reasons I like storytelling, because it's so visual and, you know, it's just so awesome. So we're going to be right back with Mr. David. He's going to tell us all about Wooshkin. So we're going to take a little music break here at KTO 104.3 Juno, and this is Telling Tales with Ms. G. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. We're back here in the studio at 104.3 KTOO in Juneau. And in my wonderful studio, I have the pleasure of having DJ Durego from Wooshkin.ae and David Russell Jensen from Wooshkin. See, DJ remembered not to just wave. So we're going to hear from Mr. David from Wooshkin. He's going to tell us all about his program. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. This is David. I'm a UAS student. I've been involved with Wooshkin for going on 2 years now. And Wooshkin is it's a really great club out at UAS. And we're an all-inclusive student leadership club. Our doors are open to anybody. And we like to focus on indigenous languages, cultures, knowledge, and ways of living. And so we have Tlingit, Haida, Tsimshian, Yupik, Inupiaq, Athabascan, Hawaiian, non-native, you name it, students in our club. We have a good solid group, and we regularly host difficult discussions and dialogues on campus about racism, decolonization, and inclusivity, and but we always manage to have fun, even still, with difficult discussions. and just an all-around great club. 2-3 years ago now, Wuchin fundraised several tens of thousands of dollars to erect a new totem pole out on the UAS campus. And so that was really awesome to have that. There was previously a raven totem pole on the UAS campus, and Wuchin realized how important it was to have balance and to have that eagle totem pole, so they fundraised and they got enough money to have a whole new totem pole. So that was really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've seen the totem poles, and yes, the raven sculptures. I had no idea. That's wonderful that you guys did that. I thought the university did that, you know. I was like, that's wonderful. So, yeah, so David is actually going to hook me up with some more poems because I am so excited when I heard that you guys were doing this program together. Because every time I hear that you are working on something new, it's a winter break. It's a summer break. Everybody's gone. And so, yeah. So this is going to be very exciting. Yes. Okay. So I have a poem to actually play for you.
Ooh.
Yes. It's one of my favorites. One of our favorites, I should say. DJ likes this one, too. This is Colin, and he's giving us Zombie. So this is Telling Tales with Ms. G. Hope you enjoy this.
Let's end it now. I want a giant meteor to crash into Earth, destroying every building, road, bridge, car, boat, bicycle, crosswalk, mailbox, man-made thing or whatever, and kill you. But I don't mean that in a bad way. In fact, I want to be there. I want to die there, too. With you, next to me, maybe lying down, our arms entwined in bed, holding one another as the end comes rushing closer. Because I think we may have something that's worth ending right now, this very instant. Something unique and scary and wonderful, and maybe I'm scared that the long nights, our bodies damp and flushed and a little sticky, and our long talks where you never hold back even the most painful truth, where sometimes you or I weep just a little, and we hold each other until the tears are replaced by soft, sloppy goodnight kisses. Maybe I'm scared it won't last. So I say, bring on the zombie apocalypse before the way I feel changes from anything than what it is right now, this very moment. Because I'd rather end up with my face in the bloody gut of a stranger, subconsciously hoping for a Lady and the Tramp moment where our decayed lips touch, transplanting the spaghetti with intestines. When the bombs drop, I hope we're just outside the epicenter of the explosion, so that I can't tell if it's the electricity and heat of our kisses causing the lights to flicker or the electromagnetic shockwave of a nuclear blast. As it is, without the threat of imminent destruction, sometimes I can't tell the difference, and I awake surprised that the heat blistering my lips and my cheeks wasn't the Holocaust but your caress. So let the world end. Bring it on, baby, because you may not look like a model or sing like a sparrow or be an all-A student, though still smarter than me, and even though you're not perfect, you are. And I want you, and me, and us, to either stay like this forever or end in a fiery explosion so we can end on top. And maybe that's selfish, but I'm okay with that.
That was Colin. He gave us Zombie. He's with Wush Canadier. And I still have in the studio, luckily for me and you, I have DJ Durego and I have from Wush Canadier. And I have David Russell Jensen, and he's from Wuchin. And they're both here to tell us wonderful poems and also about what's coming up this Friday. So, David, take it away.
Awesome. I hope to see everybody there Friday evening at the new Sealeska Heritage Building, the Walter Soboloff Building, 105 South Seward Street, at 7 p.m. Actually, hope to see you at 6:30 p.m. because that is the sign up to perform as the open mic, which is a non-competitive event open to poets and performers of all ages and abilities. We'd love to see all types of performances in poetry, music, storytelling, oratory, language demonstrations of Tlingit, Chadkil, Samalgyech, dramatic declamation. The sign-up is at 6:30 p.m. Friday.
And did you mention where inside the building they're going to be performing?
It will be in the Shuka Hit Clan House, And the event is sponsored in part by Sea Alaska Heritage.
That is so cool. I'm so excited. Okay, so we have time for another poem from Mr. DJ Durego. Are you ready to perform?
I am.
He's always ready. That is so cool. Okay, so I'm going to hush up so he can talk.
Okay, here we go. This one is called We Were Instruments. There are exactly 71 keys in the ivory of my ribcage. There are exactly 12 different melodies that can be made on the organs underneath. This is what it looks like when the musician is out of tune. I'm a brass section, playing too quietly, longing for better breath. You make me want to bring this action. I am ready for the fast, heavy song that was rattling around for years. You sweet little... If you ever want to know what it feels like playing symphonies face first with your entire body, just kiss me back. The only two musical terms I think I kind of know are crescendo and forteissimo. And darling, you're both of them. You are the strange orchestra looped on this one aria. The harmonies these choirs couldn't sing loud enough. The cadence of loving and losing. When our kiss was a song, we played wild. We were instruments. My heart is running out of strings. I am tuning my lungs. Every organ is at the ready. Dear, please, keep a steady hand and play only what you mean. Ooh, thank you.
That was a good one. I really like that. And that was Weaver's Instruments?
We Were Instruments, yeah.
We Are Instruments.
Yeah, I kind of found these poems on my phone on the way, because that's what I did. And I realized the older versions of these poems, so I've got to kind of evolve them a little bit more and really push them and sort of read even the older ones is exciting for me because I feel like I needed a little bit of that.
So basically he's telling us he looked them up on his phone and he said, hey, let's change that right now in the radio station and make it new and fresh.
I'm winking. You can't see
it. Thank you.
They're there in your cars or homes, but I'm winking.
Well, we're enjoying it, wink or not. I think it's awesome. So I'm going to play another recording. It's actually one of my faves. Yes, I've played it more than once, but it's checky. So I think I have to play it. So this is Telly Tales with Ms. G, and we're going to give you a little Jackie, and this is The Mamas.
This one's for the mamas, for the skinny kithers, for the first star wishers, for the high-heeled Hoover pushers who traipse the boundary between real life and a grayscale June Cleaver utopia, where Meatloaf is always on its six and Wally and the Beeve hug it out before the credits roll, for being the gold standard by which the rest of us will always fail. This one's for you. This one's for the 9-to-5ers, or the 9-to-5-to-midnighters, for swollen feet and bad tips, for double shifts around Christmas and the second glances you throw your daughter when you realize that while you were gone, she got big. And you're not sure if you missed it, but you missed it. And tomorrow, you'll miss it and miss it again. For every dust mote that pillows around you when you plummet weary into bed, but your babies are fed. This one's for you. This one's for the shut-ins who, for the length of every trip to the supermarket, become Odysseus, homeless and landless 30 minutes or 7 years, clawing to return to sanctuary. This one's for the woman who sits in a rocking chair in the middle of the room, who feels your touch from 1,000 miles away. Mama, can you hear me? Mama, I love you. Mama, wake up. For those who wage a war of retreat lonely in the caverns between deaf ears, this one's for you. This one's for the grandmamas who spend years hard-earned toward indolence taking that one last unexpected lap. This one's for soft, thin-skinned hands between the shoulder blades of babies, raising babies, for anyone who's ever found evidence of God in the laughter of a child cleansing the indiscretions of the ones who came before. This one's for you. This one's for the mamas who could have been, for the mamas who never were, for the mamas who still have time to be. This one's for the mamas who mourn, for the mamas who lost their way. And yes, this one's for you. Mama who bore me, mama who raised me, and mama who said no mas and gathered no mas before she rolled away. for those who work in mysterious ways, the gods of the hearth and home who so utterly shape their tiny subjects and then leave them wondering as to your existence. For the 100 times and 100 more we wait for evidence of divinity, this song, this beseeching, this wonderment, this prayer. This one's for you.
Never get tired of hearing Jackie. Hopefully you don't either. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. We are getting really close, and I really, really want to thank my guests for coming in. David Russell Jensen from Wu Qin. I am so excited to meet you. I cannot wait to hear the rest of your poet friends. And also DJ Durango is always fun and exciting, and this is what you are going to have. He's fun even meeting him on the street. So this is what you have to look forward to. Going to Rouge Canadier and Wu Qin are collaborating on Friday, May 20th, this Friday, and show up. I'd show up around 6:15 because the lineup is 6:30. It starts at 7. It's at the Walter Sobel Loft Building, which is at 105 South Seward Street. It's a big, beautiful wood building with all the wonderful carvings on it. They're going to be in the Shuka Hit Clan House. I think I got that right. And it's going to be awesome. Bring your poems, bring your fun. Most of all, bring your reverence and respect to this wonderful home that we are being allowed inside of. And say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. My pleasure. Anytime. And until next time, this is Telling Tales with Ms. G. So, goodnight.